You are not an ordinary person. We are the outshining of God's glory. Don't let any circumstance have enough power to bother you. The Father has nowhere to stay than inside you and cannot express himself unless through your body. So your body becomes his body. That is why the Bible says we are the body of Christ. Shout it. Say, I'm a doer of the word. I'm a world shaker. I live by the word. I'm born by the word. We are here to produce heaven on this earth. I produce heaven on earth. Sadiva Kasi. For whatsoever is born of God overcomes the world. And this is the victory. That's why I say, don't give up. Moko seki para buka du seki baha. Sagu. Rebege de Bezia. Vege. Yakusa ti paroski para katana. Ah, like turning water into one.
When you love Jesus, you do his will. You do what his word says. He says, study the word of God day and night, and so what will happen to you? Such a person will be like a tree planted by the rivers of water. So he tells us how such a person will be, the one who studies the word. So listen very carefully. It means that the person who is studying the word of God is like a tree planted by the rivers of water. The person is the tree. The rivers of water is the word. So it means that when you don't give yourself to meditation, you are a person not planted by the rivers of water. You dry up. See, there's a difference between a gardener coming to water a plant and a plant planted by the rivers of water. There's a difference. Is there no difference? There's a difference. So the more of the word of God the Christian receives, the more planted the person is by rivers of water. Shout hallelujah. So the more of the word of God you receive, the more planted you are by the rivers of water. The one who is not planted, we can tell his future. We can tell his future. The one who doesn't study the word of God, meditate on the word of God, doesn't have anything to do with the word of God unless on Sunday service, church, my pastor preached powerfully. That is all. Even from that, we say, so what did you hear tonight? It was powerful. It was awesome. Awesome. I was so blessed. Blessed the man who meditates. Blessed is such a person. Why? Because the blessing of the Lord will flow in the person's life. Why will it flow? Because the person knows what to do scripturally at all times to make the blessing flow. You didn't get what I said. The blessing of health, the blessing of strength, the blessing of wealth flows in the person's life because such a person knows what to do at every particular time because he knows the word of God. That's why he says that the person is blessed. You cannot witness blessings when you are ignorant of the word of God. You can't. The reason why you can't is because you wouldn't know what to do. There are principles for the blessings to fall. There are laws governing blessings for it to manifest. You wouldn't know. Even if you know, you'll be arguing it out. There are people who just know the scriptures to argue it. The scripture said this, but the scripture said that's all they know. So it says, a person who hears more and more is blessed. Blessed is such a person. Say, I'm blessed. I'm hearing the word today. I'll hear tomorrow. I'll spend more time studying the word of God for myself. The reason why many Christians move from place to every gathering you are there, every program you are there, every church, whatever is going, you are there. You anointing service, every service you are there. You want to find such a person, go to the service. Any service in Accra. By the time you enter, the person is sitting down there. Not because he's going to learn, but because I don't even have anything to do. What am I going to the house to do? Shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. Where's the marker? So blessed is the man who does not walk in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stand in the way of sinners, nor sit in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the word your delight, your delight, your delight, your delight. It is not God's delight, your own delight. It means that you decide to delight in the word of God for yourself. It's a decision that you make. This is not something you say pray for grace. That Christians now everything is grace to them. They are tapping grace. Release grace on me. Release grace on me. Oh man of God, where do you hear grace? Oh? You don't need any grace. He didn't say that when you have grace, you meditate. Did he say that? He says that your delight is in the law of God or the word of God. And on the word of God, you meditate day and night. You think through the word. You speak the word of God to yourself. You tell yourself, I'm going places, I'm becoming bigger and bigger. My business is booming. You see, I'll be teaching something in one of our podcasts. Or maybe next week I'll teach this thing. When people say that, the Bible says that, thou shalt decree a thing. It shall be established. They make it a prayer topic. That is wrong. He tells us what we should do. He says, when we receive the word of God, acquaint now thyself with him and be at peace. So then shall good come unto you. Receive the word of God into your spirit. It says, when you do that, you return to the Almighty. Then he says, you shall lay up gold as dust. Then he says, you shall decree a thing. You don't decree a thing when you don't have the word. It won't happen. So these are things that as you study, that says, rightly dividing the word of truth. Rightly, not wrongly. Decreeing things when you are ignorant of the word of God, it won't work. It says, if you abide in me and my word abides in you, what will happen? Then you shall say or ask anything and it shall be done unto you. Those are decrees. You make decrees and they are done unto you when you abide in Christ and the word of Christ abides in you. Shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So it is not just making decrees. Then it says that when men are say there's a casting down, then shall you say there's a lifting up. You can't say that unless the word is in you. You say there's a lifting up when the word of God is in you. So when people are saying this is going to happen, you are not moved. You would speak differently. You speak in accordance with the word that is in you. Shout hallelujah. So his delight is in the word of God, and on the word of God he meditates day and night. He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water. So the one who is meditating and everybody is laughing at him, he says that a person will be like a tree planted by the rivers of water. So imagine you are not giving yourself to meditation. What will happen to you? Then he says, such a person's fruit will do what? Which beareth fruit in its season. Which beareth fruit in its season. Now listen, shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. You can draw this diagram. I did a little bit of graphic design. Two kinds of Christians. This is the person meditating, giving himself to meditation. That's the Bible. This is the tree. This is the rivers of water. Won't you clap for me? And this is the person not giving to meditation. So dry. You can look at a person and say, you dry up. Your finances will dry up. Your this will dry up at any time. Why? Because such a person is not given to meditation. But this person is planted here. There is water. The more this person meditates, the more the person is like this. Imagine a tree by the rivers of water. Then he says that tree brings forth what? Its fruit in its season. The tree brings fruit in its season. He's talking about seasonal productivity. The person who has the word of God has productivity. There is fruit bearing tree. And there is a tree that does not bear fruit. It says the one that bears fruit is the one who meditates. Let me show you this thing. Are you ready?
Yes.
See, the word of God that you know is the word of God that will work in your life. When he talks about the fruit of the tree, he's talking about the results of the word that you have. So, if all that you know is concerned, all that you know is about your health, for instance, and healing and health, for instance, there is a season that your whole body will respond to the health that you know. There's a season. See, God is a seasonal God. Can I shock some of you? The Bible talks about a due season. A season where the Spirit of God knows that the Word of God has now grown in you. So there is a season for every word that you receive or you give yourself to continuously. There's a season for it to, for that word that you've given yourself to bear its fruit in your life. You cannot bear fruit from the word that you don't have in you. You cannot bear fruit from the word that you don't. This is very important. What I'm teaching this week and next week is so important because May, I'll be talking about a lot of things in May. I want you to catch this one. If you don't know much about prosperity, scriptural prosperity, you wouldn't receive scriptural prosperity in your life. What you receive will be your salary. And then he says that when you know those, you know the word of God over and over, you know it, you have the word of God, and he says there is a season for that word to produce its results. There is a season for that. He said, oh, I know about prosperity, but I'm not still seeing the results. I'm putting it to work, I'm not seeing the results. He says there is a season. And when that due season, during that due season, when the fruit begins to come, it comes big. But you see, you cannot receive the fruit of the word that you don't have. You cannot bear, how should I even put it? You cannot be a tree bearing a fruit of the word that you don't have. The fruit that you bear is in accordance with the word that you have. It is the word, when you study the word of God concerning life so much, the fruit will be life. If you don't know much about love, for instance, you wouldn't walk so much in love. So the fruit will not be love. You understand? Shout hallelujah. That is why you give yourself to meditation and you don't stop. You move from understanding what life is to understanding what wealth is scripturally, to understanding what health is scripturally, to understanding what love is scripturally, to understanding what wisdom is scripturally. So that the fruit of wisdom can begin to manifest in your life. The fruit of love. The fruit of patience. Holy gospel of Sashatana. In the course of the year, I'll be teaching about faith supplements. When it says add to your faith something, you cannot have patience coming out of you if you've not done what? Receive the word of God concerning patience. So you are always in a haste, in a hurry. You say, wait, wait. You say, no, I can't wait again. Shout hallelujah. Now continue quickly from that place. Which beareth fruit in its season? Its season. Seasonal results. Write this down. The word of God has seasonal results. The word of God in a Christian produces seasonal results. So Today and next week is a special Bible seminar. Holy Ashonele Koski Balahasanda. Maliguski Beleve Shostolo Boroko Sika Talabaka. Oh Lagasha. Now we all shall we continue? One, two, go quickly. Let's continue from whose leave? And whatever he does shall prosper. What are you doing? That is the question. David, oh, I'm not prospering. It's because you are not doing the other ones. You understand? Do the other ones. Verse 1, verse 2, verse 3. Then say that whatsoever you do shall prosper. Whatsoever you do shall prosper. Whatsoever you do shall prosper. He has said it there. What I like about the word of God is that the word of God shows you this. He says that if a person is like this, he's blessed. He shall be a person like a tree planted by the rivers of water. Whatever the person does will do what? Will prosper. So you say, I'm doing this thing, I'm not prospering. But I will prosper. Why? I'm giving myself to meditation. I'm studying the word of God. Shout hallelujah. Let's continue quickly because of our time. The ungodly are not so. Quickly, read it. Let's all read it. One, two, go. They are like the chaff. That the wind blows away. This is very powerful. This is verse 6. The Lord does what? Watches the way of the righteous. What a statement. This statement can give you rest. The Lord watches the way of the righteous. I have righteous people here. The Lord watches your way. Whatsoever you are doing, the Lord watches it. The Lord is watching my way. The Lord is watching my way. I know I'll prosper. The Lord is watching my way. I know I'll increase. The Lord is watching my way. I know this thing will come to me. He's watching my way. So whatever you are doing is not hidden to the Lord. Shout hallelujah. The Lord is watching the way of the righteous. The Lord watches the way of the righteous. Shout hallelujah. Go to 1 Timothy. Chapter 3, verse 14 to 15. I want to hit on one aspect of the First Timothy and then we are done. Boli adala kasho nelabokosaya. Mali dosh boli masandala mahasheya. First Timothy. Chapter 3, verse 14. Have you all opened to 1 Timothy chapter 3, verse 14? Shout, can we read it together? 1, 2, 14 to 15. 1, 2, go. Shout powerful. Next week, I'll hit on the pillar and the foundation of truth. The church of the living God, which is the pillar and the foundation of what? Truth. But then it says that if I delay, that you know how to behave yourself in the house of God. Did Paul write that to Timothy? Which is very important. So that if I'm writing this to you, so that if I delay, you will know how to behave yourself in the house of God. So there is a way to behave ourselves in the house of God in accordance with scriptures. Are you following me? There is a way to be that people say, oh, this is the house of God. You can't tell me that. This is the house of God. There is liberty. We have come to church. This is the house of God. They think that when you get into the house of God, you can do anything that you want. There is the house of God. We are the house of God. When we all gather, wherever we gather, becomes the house of God. How many of you understand that? So he says, so that when I delay, you will be able to behave yourself. You will know how to behave yourself in the house of God. So there is a way to behave ourselves in the house of God. The house of God is not a place where you behave anyhow. There is a way to behave. Look at someone, tell the person there is a way to behave in the house of God. You can only know that through the word of God. How many of you know how to behave in the house of God? See, let me tell you this. The reason why I want to, I said this week and next week is a special Bible seminar. It's not every meeting that you go that when we finish, you pray and receive prophecy. But a Christian says, not every meetings are the same. Shout hallelujah. But that you know how to behave yourself in the house of God. So you don't behave yourself anyhow in the house of God. And most of us are not taught in the church, how in our churches, how to behave ourselves. We only go to church and join a department and we are on. Do you understand? But you see, when you come into the house of God, when there is a gathering like this, there is an atmosphere that is created. We are all carriers of the presence of God. So when we meet together, there's a corporate release of the presence of God. So there's an atmosphere that is created. The atmosphere that is created is not a feeling. Because we have gathered together, there is the presence of God activated. There is the word of God activated. Angels are on guard. As we are sitting here right now, you are just looking at my face, looking at my face. Angels are on guard. The presence of God is released here through us, through our fellowship. How many of you are following me? So, when we come into the house of God and we sit down like this, it's not an ordinary gathering. You didn't catch that. It's not an ordinary gathering. It's a spiritual gathering. So it's important how we value such a gathering. What we do within such gatherings. How receptive we are in such gatherings. Because there is a spiritual atmosphere that is created. So that there can be an operation of the Spirit of God in our lives. The operation of the Spirit of God in us and through us. It's very important. Look at someone, tell the person, very important. When we talk about the spiritual operation of the Holy Ghost or spiritual working of the Holy Ghost in a gathering like this, we are not just talking about when somebody is in a wheelchair and he stands up. No. There are operations. That operations inside of you, in your spirit, in your soul. Some people come to a program, they come to watch this conference. They are so overwhelmed with all manner of situations. Nobody prays for them. They are receiving the word of God. They are receiving the word of God. Then the word of God is working. The Holy Ghost is working based on the word they receive. They receive. We close from church. Nobody prayed. Nobody did anything. They are going home released. Some come burdened after what they hear and all of that. Sometimes you hear somebody's testimony. You are encouraged. You are inspired. Sometimes you hear the word of God. You know, no, I'm not staying there for long. Those are spiritual operations as the word of God is being ministered to you in an atmosphere like this. That's what I'm saying. It's not when we sing and people begin to fall down and all of that, that we think that this there is an atmosphere. No. When you do that, you miss a lot of blessings. You miss a lot of blessings. So when you come in such an atmosphere, you should know how to behave yourself in such an atmosphere. It's very important. This very message is free. I'll give it to everybody free, all of you.
Stay tuned. We will be right back.
As I came into this place, I felt.
Do you find it difficult praying? Do you lose interest in studying the Word of God? Do you get excited about things that do not enhance your spiritual growth? Do you desire to grow spiritually and see the Word of God produce results in your life? Then join Minister Prince on our weekly podcast and Minister Prince Online by logging on to www.tcminternational.org. You're blessed. Welcome back.
Very important, because Christians don't know this. And it's important that I share this thing with you. I teach you this, the responsibility. So you don't enter the house of God, enter and think that, oh, you don't care about any usher. Some of you, where you come from in your churches, any usher say anything, say, hey, sit down. What do you mean? Why should I sit here? No. You are making a mistake. Those are little things that hinders the flow of the blessings, hinders the flow of the miracles, hinders the flow of the Spirit. Little things that we don't know. When the scripture, there is one major reason the scripture tells us for hindered prayers. You know that. The foreignism. The Bible talks about hindered. Your prayer will not be hindered. And why he says that is very simple, very small. So in the New Testament, your prayer can be hindered. I'll teach you when I talk about prayers. You understand? There can be hindrances. You say, this thing is not happening. This thing is not happening. Sometimes it's not praying. Sometimes it's not laying hand on you. Sometimes it's not prophecy. They are just little foxes. Say little foxes. So it talks about how to behave yourself in the house of God. The man of God is busy teaching. You are busy WhatsApping. In the house of God. The man of God says, shout hallelujah. Shout hallelujah. Shout hallelujah. You are quiet. Shout hallelujah. You have come into the house of God. The man of God says, shout hallelujah. You have kept your mouth. Shout hallelujah. Shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Your mouth is closed. Three people are shouting hallelujah. You are sitting down. You don't care. But you are in church. Where the Spirit of God is moving. Where angels are on guard. Hey, these are things you don't know. That is why I want to teach you this before you go home. So next week you don't make a mistake. Shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So the man of God says, shout hallelujah. He says, when you read scripture, shouting is part of Christianity. Shouting. He says, let them shout for joy. So how do you express your joy? Through shouts. Shouts of glory. Somebody is giving a testimony, you shout. You release your spirit. When Jesus went to raise Lazarus from the dead, he didn't stand somewhere and say, Lazarus. The Bible says that he shouted, Lazarus, come out. Shout. He said, young man, I say unto thee, arise. Shout. So when we say shout, we say, I know who I am. We say, when somebody is preaching and the person says, say something, and you know that this thing he's saying is based on the word of God, you say it. I'm going places. You say, I'm going places. A person says, I'm going places. You say, oh, I'm going places. It's like, oh, what is all this? I'm going places. It's because you don't know. You understand? How many of you are following me? You come into the house of God. You come quickly. You came around 6 o'clock. We said, oh, let us pray. You are sitting down. Let us pray. Obed is moving here and there. Let's pray, reading scriptures. You are sitting down. Then you should have waited in the house. But once you've entered the place and we say, let us pray, you don't know what that prayer will do in your life. Say, shall we please do some small discussion on this subject? You are sitting somewhere waiting for 7:30, then the man of God, we are waiting for the man of God. These all these small boys. And it doesn't only happen here. There are people who do it here and do it wherever they go, which is wrong. You come into the house of God. When they ask you, where are you going? You say, oh, I'm going for watching just conference. Do we sing here? I'm asking you. No, do we sing here? What is the reason for the conference? So you are coming into the conference. You don't have a Bible. You don't have any book. You have just come. Say, where are you going? Say, I'm going to watching just conference. You're laughing. Very, very important. See, let me tell you this. These things are very important. These are things, that's why I say that the way of the righteous, the Lord does what? Knoweth the way. He watches it. You think, oh, it's not necessary. It is necessary. For you to even carry your Bible and carry your book means that you are serious for a bit. When you go, you're on campus. You are going for lectures. Your hand is in your pocket. All of you are carrying your handouts and books. Your hand is in your pocket. Every day you enter, your hand is in your pocket. Won't your lecturer question you? If it's a small class, he will say, ah, all the TAs. Your question is, ah, you every day when you're coming, where is your book? You don't have any book. So I just came to sit down to listen. I can catch all of it. So you go with your Bible, with the book. You are coming here with your Bible and your book to write down things. Writing is part of Christianity. You've not learned that in your church. That's why I'm teaching you here. Very important. Paul said, I have written these things to you. Did he say, I have spoken this to you? He says, I have written these things to you so that you behave yourself. He says, write the vision. Not listen to the vision. Write the vision. Make it plain. So writing is, you see, these things are things the Spirit of God thinks. Some of you want to know so much of the Word of God. Some of you want to put the Word of God to work and see results. Your attitude, your response to the Word of God. Not only shouting hallelujah, or not only coming here to sit down, but you are even, it means you are prepared for something. You are coming to the house of God, you have your Bible, you have your notebook. Are you not prepared for something? You are coming with your hand in your pocket. You don't care, no book, nothing. You just come and sit down here, look at time. There are people who come, just all that they are checking is their time. It's their time. Say forgive.
Forgive.
You are spending 3 hours in the church. Do you know what David said? David, the man after God's own heart. What did he say? Who can tell me? Who can tell me what David said about the house of God? Somebody wants to talk at the back. Uh-huh. Stay one day in the house of God than 1,000 years where? So it's an opportunity to be part of a fellowship like this. Carrying your Bible, you are leaving the house, you have already shown the Holy Ghost who is with you when you were coming, that you are coming to hear something. We may even just come here and say, today, all we are doing is just to sing and to dance, which is part of worship. Of the, we may be dancing. One idea will drop. You write it down. I write ideas down. I write them down. All what we do on the website, they are ideas from the Spirit. They are not things that you wake up and just go and do. They are ideas from the Spirit. You see yourself. You see it like this. You write it down quickly. It may be, you may just be worshiping. We may just be singing. Shout hallelujah. Amen. So these are things that you learn. You come to church. We are teaching. You are looking at time. It's almost 9 o'clock. Tomorrow I'll be going to work. 7:30 soon. But when we close from here, you can go and stay in the house till 1 o'clock before you sleep. Are you deceiving the man of God? No. You are deceiving your own self. Why? The Holy Spirit. Who is walking with you? Who walked with you into the church when you were wasting your time? He was checking, looking at you. You went to the house, went to watch movies more. till 1 o'clock before you slept, watching at you, watching you. One day you say, I've gone to all the men of God in Ghana. Nothing is still happening. Why should something happen? He says, to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded. You are getting blessed. Shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So you are checking your time. Checking your time. Tomorrow I'm going to work. There are people who are in the habit of, when they go to any church, they'll make sure they don't close. As long as they are in the church, no benediction. See, that is why I'm sharing the word of God with you. Not to condemn you, no, but to show you the right thing to do. There was a lady who came here. When she came, that's why I said, when we gather like this, there's a spiritual atmosphere. Nobody may fall down. Nobody. We may not even sing. When she came, I was giving her word of knowledge. I gave her word of knowledge, something like that, and then I was asking her one or two things. She wasn't talking, so I just left her. We closed. She went home. When she went, that was about last month. There are things going on we don't tell you. We'll tell you later on. About last month, when she went to the house, she's not here today. I would have allowed her to talk. She went to dream. She had a dream. And she saw me in the dream. And the very thing I was telling her and asking her that she wouldn't talk were the very things I was still telling her in the dream. And she was so scared, she woke up. She called one of our guys and said, "Kay, I had the same thing the man of God was saying. The same thing. I saw him. He was telling me the same thing again. She wants to come." I said, "I don't have time for all of that." A spiritual atmosphere. Did I go and show myself to her in the dream?
No.
Who did that? The Holy Ghost. He was telling you that you have come to a church, you are not serious. We are telling you something, you are just looking at our faces as if you are Oshenkom. There was a guy who came here. I gave the guy word of knowledge. I said, I gave about 4 guys word of knowledge here. I gave him word of knowledge. When we gave our offering, he left. When we closed, I was looking for him, he wasn't there. I said, In the morning, the fiancé who invited him, called us and said that the guy, when he was going, had an accident. That was last month. Then he said that the guy had an accident. Then my wife told her that when the guy came, he didn't wait for us to close. So imagine he had died in the accident. They would have said, he came to watch this conference, and when he came to church, and when he was going, he went to die. But thank God, this conference, people don't die. So nothing happened to him. Nothing happened to him. But he left before we closed. Imagine he waited for us to close. He would have missed that accident. These are things, if I don't teach you, that's why last week, when the three ladies who were going, I said, wait. They will think, we don't have time, wait. But if they go and something happens, they'll say, the man of God there, on Kaja. they came to church and they all died. And these are things that you may not know. You don't know. You only know that they came to church. Nana, they lie. All you know is that they came to church and they did what? And they went to have an accident. But as to whether they waited for us to close and all of that happened, you don't know. And why is it defiance of spiritual principle? You don't enter a church with no clothes and you carry your bag. Where are you going to? What is so important than being in the presence of God? The guy had an accident. So there's a way to behave yourself in the house of God. Once you enter, you are here for 2 hours, 3 hours. Not 2 hours or 3 hours. And mostly people come around 7:30 to 8. When is it to be watching their time? You came at 8 o'clock. You are watching time at 9, 1 hour. I don't have time. Imagine the guy had died. He had died. He would have died freely. The next Sunday we would do our conference. That is why I'm teaching you these things. You don't say, because of time, I want to leave. I said that when we close, come and do what? Shake the man of God. What do? You shake the man of God, then you leave. I'm in a hurry. Today I can't talk. I'm going. Shake the man of God. Ananias and Sapphira, when they died, listen to this one. When the apostle said that, okay, when we sell anything, anyone who sells something, who has money and sells anything, will bring the money to the church. Then we'll give it to the poor. Was there any agreement, written agreement? No. They just said it. So it was a matter of choice. Why did they still die? Because they were part of the fellowship, the ministry. They were there when that was spoken. And the Spirit of God had taken hold of that which was spoken. So watching over everyone. And they missed it. And he killed them. Peter finished them. You understand? By the Holy Ghost. So you have not lied to any man. You've lied to the Holy Spirit. That's what Peter said. So we are doing partnership, for instance. Let me just use that as an example. Then we say, okay, this is what we are doing every month. You say, okay, I can't do it again every month. You sit down somewhere. You don't say, I'm part of the agreement. Then you are doing otherwise. You are making a mistake. You are breaking a law in the realm of the spirit. You are breaking this law. There is an agreement. You are breaking it. We say that bring testimonies. If you have a testimony, do what? Share your testimony. We say, come and share testimony, you'll be hiding. Come and share testimony, you'll be hiding. That you behave yourself. We don't even have to call that you come and share testimony. No. You are the one who go and tell the man of God that I've got a testimony I want to share. Are these things that are you learning? Why? Because the whole scriptures is based on testimonies. By faith Noah. By faith Daniel. By faith who? Samson. The gospel, Jesus Christ, the ministry of Jesus Christ, the Acts of the Apostles, all are testimonies. For our admonition, for them to inspire us, to encourage us. Come and share your own. You are running away. When you read, the Bible says that Jesus cleansed some 10 lepers. I don't have time, would have read it. And only one returned. And you read scripturally, Jesus took notice of the only one and said something about the only one. So that is the same way the Holy Ghost takes notice of the one who gives testimony. This one is small. I had headache when we were praying, it left. Then bigger ones will come because you can testify. You have mouth to testify. You close your mouth. Say, okay, be there. And these are principles that no matter how much prayers we offer, when you are breaking them, they don't work. You say, oh, I've been praying. What about the small testimony? Come and tell them. Let people know what the Spirit of God has begun. What He is doing in your life. Then He will do more. Then you come and testify more. Shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. How many of you are blessed tonight? So that is very important that you know how to behave yourself. The Bible says God is not the author of confusion. We don't have time, we have read a lot of scriptures. Because one day Paul told the people, he says, about the communion. He says, if you eat this thing in an unworthy manner, so you can do things in the house of God in an unworthy manner and not even know you are doing it. You come, there are spaces in front. You don't go and sit at the back. No. Are you listening to what I'm saying? When you go to a bank and there are chairs there, do you sit at the back? Once you enter the bank, you go straight even to the counter. Or sometimes you sit in front so that you can go quickly. Don't sit at the back. When the security man says sit at the back, will you be arguing? You know where I'm going. No. But people go into the house of God and do that thing there. They will go to banks. They wouldn't do that. They'll say, okay, yes, our boss. Yes, our boss. The security man always said, sit at the back. Say, okay, yes, our boss. Thank you very much. Shout hallelujah. Next week, I'll continue from here. Shall we please be outstanding? We are just going to pray for 2 minutes, only 2 minutes. This Sunday and next week Sunday, I'll be teaching certain things. I want you to follow. The reason why I'm setting this stage is for a takeoff this year. For a takeoff. And I wouldn't want, because the Lord God has spoken to me about all these things. All these things. That people don't know. And they say, oh, one day I was praying, I said, Holy Spirit, I want to see people rich here, people, wealthy people. You know what he asked me? What will they use the money for? What do they know? What do they know about the money that God has given them? What do you know about the money God gives you? So these are things that that's one thing that we are relaxing. We are taking one step. We are laying the foundation for this year. That's why I relax more. Let me relax and watch one or two things. You understand? This year you must be so wealthy. How many of you want to be so wealthy this year? There must be money, money. I've told you this ministry, two things. Health and wealth. Health and wealth. Health and wealth. So what, you want God to give you so much money, what will you use it to do? To establish a big business and drive in a big car. And all the people around you say, oh, this person has a big car. Is that why you want the money? So if I'm praying and say, Holy Ghost, I want to see so people, many people rich here. Why will he make them rich? Because they don't know what they'll use the money for. So I have to teach you first. And I can say that now you know, so things should happen. Shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now listen, let me share this one testimony. There was a lady who went to Benihin's church, got healed of cancer. She went back to his church. The man of God said, oh, we don't believe in all these healings. We don't believe in all these healings. She joined them. We don't believe in all. Instead of saying that, no, but I've been healed myself. She said, oh, we don't believe in all these healings. She caught the cancer again. She died. The people said, oh, but Benihin said that she was healed. How come she died? She caught the sickness again. She caught it. So it's not just getting healed. No. Understanding these things about your health, your life as a Christian. How many of you want to have that understanding? And when a man has that understanding, he attains to wise counsel. Lift up your hands.
Thank you for listening. Please visit us at World Changes Conference this and every Sunday, 6 p.m. at Airport West Hotel, Accra. For more information, call us on +233-249-356529. You are blessed. Looking unto Jesus, enjoy grace as you grow in the knowledge of God.